The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, travelled to Buckingham Palace earlier to inform the Queen of the dissolution of Parliament. In doing so, he fired the starting gun in what he called the most important general election in a generation. Speaking outside Downing Street, he said the country faced a stark choice between keeping the country on the right track with the Conservatives and the economic chaos Labour would bring.
You can choose an economy that grows, that creates jobs, that generates the money to ensure a properly funded and improving national health service, a government that will cut taxes for 30 million hard-working people, and a country that is safe and secure. Or you can choose the economic chaos of Ed Miliband, over £3,000 in higher taxes for every working family to pay for more welfare and out-of-control spending. Debt will rise and jobs will be lost as a result.
Well, at the launch of Labour's business manifesto, the party's leader Ed Miliband said the Conservatives posed a clear danger to UK firms by risking an exit from the EU.
It is a clear and present danger to British jobs, British business, British families and British prosperity. And it threatens to shut UK businesses out of a market which benefits small and big businesses alike, giving them access to the world's largest trading bloc. It's simply the wrong direction for our country.
Kamal Ahmed is the BBC's business editor, and he told me what each of the parties were promising.
Well, for the Conservatives, it's really we have done what we were voted in to do in 2010. Their sell to the public and to business generally is that the economy is now in a much more healthy state. And also, as a party, we've supported infrastructure, we support entrepreneurs. Stick with us and let's finish the job, as George Osborne, the finance minister, would put it. For Labour, they have really majored on this issue of Europe, and that under a Labour Party, there would be no risk of Britain leaving the European Union because they would not agree to a referendum, which is a policy of the Conservatives, a referendum where the question would be asked, at least, about whether Britain should remain a member of the European Union. They've actually an advert today in the FT I've got in front of me.
This is a controversial advert, isn't
it? It is, yes. Labour took out this big advert in the FT today to sell themselves to business, saying that although they will deliver reform for the European Union, we will not deliver exit, i.e. this threat of the referendum. Now, they quoted a number of companies. They've got Jürgen Mayer, who's the chief executive of Siemens UK. They've got Andrew McKenzie, the chief executive of BHP Billiton, the huge global mining operation. They've got Jonathan Myers, the head of Kellogg's UK. But what's become clear today is that these are not actual endorsements of the Labour Party position. And any casual reader of the advert may think that these people quoted in the ad are actually supporting Labour. But a number of these businesses have come out today and said that isn't the case. And Siemens actually said that Labour had overstepped the mark. So they've got into a little bit of a row today with these businesses. But the point that Labour is trying to make is that one of the big risks for business is the possibility of what's called a Brexit, a British exit from the European Union, and that they stand for the European Union and therefore businesses can back then. Of course, in Britain, business is not a homogenous group of people. Lots of British businesses think there should be a referendum, and a number of them think that being out of the European Union wouldn't be a terrible thing.
And of course, both of these big parties, Labour and the Conservative Party, as you say, are really hammering their point towards business. They're focusing on the economy. You can't listen to a speech by David Cameron without him talking about their long-term economic plan. It is on the tip of their tongues the whole time. But does that translate to everyone in the street? Is that the big issue that everyone in Britain's worried about? Because, of course, we've seen the rise of slightly smaller fringer parties that are sort of historically one-purpose parties. And what's your sense of this?
I think for the voter, the economy is the key thing. But as you say, in Britain, just as across Europe and many other countries, there are these insurgent parties which are really feeding off the notion of discontent with the major traditional parties. In Britain, we have UKIP, which is a party that is campaigning heavily on Britain getting out of Europe, on issues like immigration. We have a nationalist movement in Scotland, the Scottish National Party, who are being very successful in terms of their campaign on issues of equality, but also on issues of independence for Scotland. And because this election is so close, those parties that are smaller in terms of the number of seats they're going to win in the election on May the 7th could actually hold the balance of power and become significant players in any new coalition government in the UK. Should, of course, mention as well the Liberal Democrats, who are the party that have been in coalition with the Conservatives for the last 5 years. They could again play a very significant role